Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are live.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome, well, everybody. Welcome back. Your boy, Chuck. Hey, sorry, you were coming in a little delayed. I thought you were going to start it, but then there was like an awkward silence.
No, man, I live in the awkward silence. You know that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So I'm down with that. Go for it, Omar. Introduce us.
No, we're just coming back with a really cool guest. We've had him on the show before talking about Aleister Crowley, 666, you know, all the weird, crazy stuff, Jack Parsons, that used to happen back in the day. Well, guess what? He's back, William Ramsey.
Welcome back, William Ramsey. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you guys again.
Yeah, man. It was episode 14 last time we had you, and ever since we've been planning back. I know, back in the day, man. Yeah. Back when only my mom listened to the show, you know. and then now it's like picking up some steam and stuff like that, where, you know, we're putting out more content, and we wanted to have you back, man, because we've been, you know, we stayed in contact, appreciate the books you sent us, by the way. Every time we gave options to people on the show, they always pick your books, by the way. You're the first books that are going out. You know what I mean?
Well, thanks.
Yeah, and so if you don't know, folks, him, he wrote Abomination. He wrote Children of the Beast, you know, and a lot of good stuff about William Ramsey and the murders happened. Or no, what was Abomination about?
Abomination was about the West Memphis Three, what's known as the West Memphis Three murders.
Yeah. And I actually went through Children of the Beast, and I haven't gone through Abomination, but you have a lot written. And I like your approach, William, because you have a lot of, you know, your name says it all, William Ramsey Investigates. You do a lot of investigating, and it's not just clicking on Twitter and getting your little bullet point information from there. You do a lot of research. And
Not surface level stuff, yeah.
Yes. It's not surface level at all. And so I like that because, you know, sometimes, especially in this realm of knowledge, like what's considered to be fringe or weird or whatever, people tend to just kind of write it off as a 100% conspiracy. There's nothing actually foundational, or nothing, I should say, there's no proof for the claims that we are claiming. But if they go through your books, I think they would think otherwise. There's a lot of information in there.
And a lot of footnotes. I try to footnote all my books. Children of the Beast had like 750 footnotes. So you can see what I was reading if people want to put me to the test.
Yes, indeed. That's good. And that's great. And I think for the most part, until you were kicked off of Facebook, you were pretty easy to get a hold of, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to move to Float. Apparently, you can take all of your information off of Facebook and upload it to Float. So I will be off the tyrant Zuckerberg's website permanently. Forever, and I still have all my information.
Oh, perfect. That sounds great. That sounds like something nice. We should be doing more.
Yeah, man. Let's look into that float. Stuff.
Indeed. Float, well,
You've written a new book, though, right, William?
Correct.
Global Death Cult. That's why you're on here today. Give us a little bit of information. It's called The Order of the Nine Angels. Tom Waffen and the Slaughter of the Innocents.
Right. So the Order of Nine Angles and Adam Waffen are both fairly recent groups. Order of Nine Angles pretty much started in the early 80s in the UK. And Adam Waffen was formulated here in the United States in 2015. And I just followed this ideology that came out of the UK, really a post-Crowley, but also kind of a neo-Nazi. It really is a neo-Nazi ideology, but with a different kind of occulted flavor to it or an element. Yeah. So I came to my attention, a guy reached out to me for my podcast, William Ramsey Investigates. His name was Igor Sarsky. And he said, hey, this is very similar because I had researched this series of disappearances and water deaths called Smiley Face Killers. Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced right. that phenomenon is real, but the motive was never, it was always vague, vacuous. Like, well, what's the motive for people abducting men and putting them in water and keeping them for a time? And so he was telling me about this group that once you start reading through their ideas, they're just a terrible group, very Naziistic, very contemptuous of human beings, and very dangerous. And so I really started looking into it and researching it, and it led to this book, Global Death Cult, because it really is a group that is multinational. They're communicating from the US, UK, other groups, and little small little what they would call Nexians are like almost like a terrorist cells are in parts and nations all around the world, at least 15 or 20 nations around the world.
Now, is this like a grassroots kind of thing? Like someone started it and then did it infiltrate into?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask too.
Yeah, no, it's really kind of peculiar. I think it's a very modern event because it started with one guy named David Myatt. He's in my introductory chapter, and either he or people around him, it's kind of fuzzy. Some people make the claims that he's the sole writer, but all of these manuscripts, very small three-page manuscripts, were being traded pre-internet through P.O. boxes. So you kind of had to be in some kind of underground. And I think this book is an introduction to secret underground ideologies because Order of Nine Angles is just one. But he started out, or somebody started out, compiling these little manuscripts. And you can literally see they were photocopied and sent out around the world. And then those manuscripts grew and then got compiled into books. So it would be like The Sinister Tradition or Naos or The Black Book of Satan. And then it became just this corpus. Right now, there's probably 10,000 pages of material for the ONA. It's very substantial. And somebody of a very high intelligence has compiled this. And then I think with the internet in the 90s, mid-90s, late 90s, I think it just really dispersed so people could access this research. And it's not like somebody's they have this idea of copy, not copyright, but copy left, which means there's no copyright on that material. So it kind of just gets seeded around and picked up. And people in Atomwaffen, the reason why Atomwaffen's in the title of the book, this group in 2015, a real neo-Nazi group, why it's in there is because a lot of the members of Atomwaffen have picked up ideas in the ideology of the Order of Nine Angles.
So it says here, I'm reading because the Global Death Cult. Give me a second, sorry. It says here, Global Death Cult follows these dark ideas which have influenced the American Nazi movement, leading to murders known and unknown. Murders known. Can we talk about some of those?
Like, absolutely. So there's been five deaths, known deaths associated with Atomwaffen. The two members, the guy who started, his name was Russell. And he had members from Northeastern, the U.S. that came down to kind of his headquarters in Tampa, Florida. And they ended up getting shot by a fellow Atomwaffen member, very close range with an AK-47. So those were two. And the Atomwaffen, probably not a very big group, 80 to 100 people, but there's 80 to 100 people trying to get into membership. And one of those people trying to get into membership's last name was Giampa. And he was dating his girlfriend. And his girlfriend's parents said, you got to get away from this guy. He's very dangerous. And they were right because they caught him in their house and he ended up murdering both of them and then tried to commit suicide. So those were innocent parents who were really warning. And Lud's book really is a warning, cautionary tale and a warning to watch out for these really dangerous ideologies. So they ended up dead. And I think that was outside of D.C. in Northern Virginia. And then an Atomwaffen member in Los Angeles, his name was Woodward, actually in Orange County, had an old high school friend that he stabbed to death in a park. And it was a tragic death. It seems like he lured him out, and he was Jewish, so it had a real racial component. And I think the DA's name is Rakowskis. He added on a hate crime factor to his prosecution. But I think it's interesting because a lot of these cases are very recent. And they have not prosecuted actual Woodward. He's been in jail in Orange, California, I think since 2019 because of COVID. So that delayed the trial. So he's not even in jail. So those are five deaths associated with Atomwaffen. And there was one murder that's known where a guy was arrested who also has not been in trial yet. His name was William Paul Nutajim out of Toronto, and he is a known member of ONA or was influenced by the ONA. He had stuff on his social media that showed that he was kind of associated with one of these Nexians or chapters or cells. So he seemed to be following them. But he also on, and you can go to his YouTube channel right now and look up William von Nutajim, and he's doing one of these satanic occult chants that chant, C-H-A-N-T-S. Yeah. No, he's literally chanting and to in front of kind of ritual implements. And so he was doing that, but he went
YouTube won't censor that though, right? You know?
Right. Excellent point. Very excellent point. So this guy's a show. There's literal video of him stalking this poor Muslim guy who was in front of his, what do they call it? One of the Muslim organization. And he walked up behind him and slit his throat. And he might have killed another guy, a guy by the name of Singh, a week before, died in the same manner. I don't know if they've tied him to that case. So these are very recent. This happened 2020. So these are all cases, Adam Waffen and Order of Nine Angles deaths. And those are the ones we know. There's been all kinds of weird stuff that's happened in Russia. There's been church burnings and some other things that have been tied. There's a lot of people being arrested with groups that have been influenced by this far right racist occult ideology.
Omar, you had a question?
What kind of information is being circulated? Like what type of
like the occult stuff?
Information, like what is their ideology? The occult stuff that's propelling and like encapsulating these people's minds that lead them to be like this.
I just watched Fight Club yesterday and it's reminding me of this.
I had another interview where somebody said it was like Fight Club, like an underground group. And it's interesting because if you go to Fight Club, there's this smiley faced theme within the book and the film. And this group also has smiley faces. And I show that in the background of my book. This guy, Igor Sarsky, found two of their main websites had this smiley face motif associated with it. So the symbol. You see a lot
of these smiley faces in movies and connected to murders, right? Like, or people who are murderers, right?
Well, that's a great point, because that's how this phenomenon of the young men who were found in water got that kind of term of that phenomenon, was because people were finding smiley faces, right? And so that became the smiley face killers. And if you look, if you look at Ed Sheeran, very popular, well-known pop musician, his new video, Bad Habits.
Oh, that's a bad one, bro.
Yeah, have you watched that?
Yes, it's very occult and weird.
Very much. And it has themes that are very similar to the information that's in the ONA. And you can watch Ed Sheeran. You can watch that video and watch him go through these balloons, all yellow, with the smiley face, as he has shape-shifted into some kind of night being with his posse, right, or his group.
Right.
And then the sun comes up and he becomes Ed Sheeran again. It's right out of the ONA, man. It's the same kind of information and I have a section in my book called The Concepts of the ONA. So you can read what these ideas, and it's pretty clear that they, like any other cult group, they've coalesced or taken ideas from maybe other groups and things like that, like Crowley or something, but they deny Crowley. But right. I think that this is one of the ideas, is this idea of shape shifting, and you become possessed. Like literally, if you're a practitioner of ONA stuff, you become possessed at night. It's really crazy.
Yeah, because that exists within the music industry as well. Like you see, like, for example, you know, they talk about it in a very artistic sort of way, like, oh, this thing takes over me, you know? And then I become this other person on stage. And then, you know, like, you know, the most known person, I guess you could say, is Beyonce. And she's like, oh, I become Sasha Fierce, you know, and there's
I mean, look at Freddie Mercury said he became a devil on stage. Like that was his person. So there's some channeling elements, very occult, non-Christian, very occult stuff. But yeah, you can see I'm keeping my eye out for the smiley face symbol. It's in a lot of places, not just Fight Club or Ed Sheeran.
Right. Yeah. I think the one I was remembering was from the movie Watchmen. You know, we had the comedian, he gets murdered. And then right when he gets murdered, blood lands on the smiley face. It's like the iconic picture they used even for the poster to announce the movie. And of course you watch the movie and the people who wrote it, I mean, they're all connected to, you know, Crowley magic and all kinds of stuff like that. So you're like
Alan Moore, right?
Exactly. Alan Moore is a, connected to all that weird stuff. So it's like, oh, there.
Well, look at Suicide Squad, a more recent film, right? And that has the smiley face with the X'd out eyes. So you can, if you look for that motif, it pops up all the time. Somebody here, Big GA, just said, yeah. So it's cultism. So, yeah, there's it's much more prevalent, and the kind of leering smile. Also, you could see that in the Joker type movie, the smiling, bloody smile that at the very end, if you watch Joker with, what's the guy's name? Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, the original kind of laughing, giggling enemy was written by Alan Moore, too. I think it was called Laughing Joke or something like Killing Joke.
The Killing Joke? I
think. Yeah. Killing Joke was one of the beginning Batman comics, is my understanding.
In your research with this global death cult, do you know of people also practicing certain things like this? Because, I mean, like, for example, one that came to mind that's kind of prevalent in Disney movies and you see all the time in movies is, like, in The Joker, like you just mentioned, there's a scene where he finally is accepting who he's becoming, right? And then he's, like, dancing in front of a mirror. And we know in the occult, you know, the mirror stuff is very important because it's a way of channeling beings and things like that. And they right. possess you and you become this other being and things like that. We see that a lot. Checkered floors, you see that in movies quite a bit. You know, the duality and things like that. All that stuff comes from the religion of Crowley and things like that. And so it's like, I'm wondering, like, are you seeing some of those things with this global death cult or besides the smiley face stuff that you're kind of connecting?
I think so. I mean, the smiley face, I think, is definitely associated with some of the people in this group. And I think that may be a certain signal. But just to go back to the Joker, before in that movie, really popular movie, before he does his first killing, he puts out a cigar in a smiley face fashion on the wall and then commits his first death. So it seems to be associated with this kind of like laughing, murdering idea. But this group has a weird mix of occultism and Nazism, which is a lot. I mean, a lot of those top people in Nazism were occultists.
Right.
But what they did, it's not like, I think that the founder found that they're not going to have popular support after World War II. And so I think he kind of created this alternate group for smaller people to enact kind of evolutionary Nazi ideas, but in smaller groups. And everything, there's no, you know, Nazis marching together, giving out literature, but it all is in small cells, committing acts late at night. So it's always at nighttime. And all these varying orders and varying ideas all take place kind of in forest. So you see the forest or druidic motif. And there's, you know, it ties in like there's other people who are Satanists who've been involved with the ONA. So people come and go. One of the guys' name is Ford, and that Ford was one of Damien Echols of the West Memphis Threes, people he idolized. So you can see these odd connections of this group, but they have an external communication, but they also have an oral tradition where they're exchanging information face-to-face. And I also show they use PGP keys. So they're clearly communicating using encrypted communications. So there's some stuff within this group, I don't know, that may only be the exchange between people who have been initiated. In the original documents, the beginning documents of the ONA, they called it the septenary system, meaning the seven-step system. And in that fifth system, the fifth part of the system, you literally have to kill somebody to get up to the top. Yeah. So it really is a death cult. That's the title of the book.
Go ahead, Omar.
What's the purpose of, yeah, what's their goal?
Well, a long-term goal is they have an idea.
Yeah.
They have an idea of a dark imperium. So they're one of their internal goals is to create a new system slowly with these seeding these little Nexians or cells all over the world and put in this imperium, this kind of fascist imperium.
Religious and political in nature?
Absolutely. I mean, you could say Nazism was a religion, so they have like their own religion. Man. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you said that because this group believes in infiltrating different groups. So the main founder, they have this concept of insight roles. And so you join groups to infiltrate and inject ONA ideas. And the main founder went from being a neo-Nazi to strangely joining the most conservative or far most radical Muslim group, right? Mm. And to an outsider, that would be like, what is this? This guy doesn't have any real integrity. But if he had integrity to chaos and destabilization and accelerationism, then it would make sense. So some of these guys, you'll see that they have integrated really radical Muslims into this Nazi or fascist idea. So, and you wouldn't believe it would be there, but it all comes out of the ONA, in my opinion. So the guy, when I talked about Russell and the two young men who were murdered in Tampa, Florida, the guy who shot him, Anders, became a far-right Muslim. And a young person, like, what are you doing? This guy's like a... You know, how would you make that leap from kind of internet online trolling Nazi to a radical Muslim? It was very strange. And they were teasing him for it, the two guys who ended up dead. And that's why apparently he shot them.
You know, a big concern of mine that you're bringing up is that you're saying that they're trying to infiltrate different things. I feel like this is...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know. It's already rough as it is right now with the left and right paradigm. And we got a lot of issues during this time since the presidency, our last presidency, you know. And, you know, they've really been pushing that agenda of like the right is their terrorist. You know what I mean? They're domestic terrorists. And I mean, I've been hearing all kinds of that is thrown around for everything now. Domestic terrorists. Everything's a domestic terrorist now. Yeah. And so.
It sounds like a psyop, dude.
Well, part of it is, yeah, I think.
And what I'm concerned is because you say, like in the preface of your book, that it's trying to infiltrate military, right, or American military. And so it's kind of like, how does that look like? What is it? What is it that they're trying to do? Or what information have you seen that
makes sense? Well, I think they are. These far right groups, the farthest right groups, are trying to get experience in the American military. Now, that's very different than a political group like the Democrats hammering on we're being infiltrated. So that's very useful for them politically. But I think these are very small fringe groups. The problem with them is they're violent, and that's what makes them dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. But there are, if you look through my book, I reference a lot of these guys who are reading The Sinister Tradition, which is a compilation of a lot of ONA manuscripts. They're in the military. They're getting training. And a lot of these guys are getting... asking questions. People are in the National Guard. There was one guy who was during the riots in D.C. He was in the National Guard who has ONA connections, perhaps. So I do, and I think that even the founder of Atomwaffen seems to have had ONA ideas to become these insight roles, and he joined the National Guard after starting his group. So it seems like they're trying to gain that experience from the American military, in my opinion.
Going back to what Omar was saying, it's kind of like our Middle Eastern groups, you know, they kind of get trained by us and then turn against us, kind of thing. Yes. You know?
Yeah, it could happen. Absolutely. I think it's very dangerous. And these are, I think the book is an insight into these really fringe ideas that somehow they're almost young. The Atomwaffen is very young, 19s, 20s, early 20s, and how this new environment of the internet has allowed these people to access this information. And you know, it doesn't take, it takes 1 out of 1,000 or 1 out of 10,000. So somewhere somebody's on 4chan, 8chan, some of these weird message boards, they get brought in. And then this is like, oh yeah, this makes perfect sense to me. We are, you know, the world is falling, collapsing, and this is where it is. And they're very nihilistic, right? And the ideas of Atomwaffen is actually to accelerate to a post-apocalyptic world. So it's almost like a biblical element because they really almost kind of want to bring about what the Book of Revelation says.
You can kind of see how they can go into this type of ideology based on the current culture, you know, because it is a neo-Nazi type of new Nazi type of mentality, obviously these are going to be white young men. And culture right now is really harshing on young white men, saying, you know, they're responsible for everything, you know, everything is white man's problem. And so that alienates them. And then they find these things online. And so that propels them even more to actually follow in to these types of ideologies. You know, I can see how they can fall into these kind of things, man.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic. Yeah, I'm not optimistic. Yeah, I'm not optimistic.
Do you know a little bit more about his upbringing, like, you know, Adam Waffen? Because like when I read, or when we talked about Crowley, you can kind of see, like Omar just said, what propelled Crowley to become Crowley. You know, that very rigid Christian background, that, right, you know, and all that, you know, bad theology and things like that. And it just, you can kind of see what helped mold him into what he became, you know?
Right. And I think that these guys, a lot of that guy, Russell, is in jail. He's serving out a 5-year sentence. They've also just put some new guy, Dymock, in the UK, who was in an affiliated group called Fewer Creek. There's Sonnenkrieg, Fewer Creek, Adam Waffen. So there's all these little subgroups, and they actually got banned. Australia just banned Sonnenkrieg. And if you're a member of Sonnenkrieg, you get a 10-year sentence, so you mandatory sentence, so you can't even become a member. And it's interesting because on the list of banned groups of Australia, and this is very recent, this is last month, there's about 17 radical Muslim groups and then one neo-Nazi group. So they're figuring out it's bad. But the founder, Russell, apparently came from a well-to-do family and he either had ADHD, and there's a very predominant strain of like Asperger's, ADHD, and some of these guys. So they're online a lot. They're communicating online. They found this one site, Iron March, where a lot of them were streaming with each other and talking about things. So I think that you're right. The alienation and the modern culture is driving some of these guys to join these far right groups. So I think that the current cultural war is going to create more warfare, like literal warfare.
You had a question, Omar?
Yeah, I think that's the goal, you know, to create all this division. No, it's just that I think that's one of the main goals, is to create division, is to create chaos. And because where there's chaos, you know, that's, they can obviously, when I say they, I mean like the powers that be, the people who are actually in charge of these sub cults, they're in charge of all of these different types of groups, can find opportunities to seize more power and seize more money, seize more land.
Right. Well, look at what happened after Oklahoma City, the changes. The current head of the Justice Department was an attorney for back then. So, and it's interesting. So it's coming around again. This guy, Russell, who was with Adam Waffen, had a framed picture of Timothy McVeigh on his dresser. So a lot of these former things, and some of these guys they idealized this guy named James Mason, who was a literal American Nazi who wrote a book called Siege, which was a compilation of his missives from 1980 to 1986. And so you'll see siege culture, but they all like siege. And two of the main guys in Adam Waffen actually make this kind of like almost like a hajj to go see this guy and take pictures with him. So he's really kind of their idea. But it's interesting because in his book, he was an advocate of the lone wolf Nazi serial killer, of whom there were a number of them. There was a guy by the name of Spizak, who, very strange person, but like randomly shot people. There's another guy by the name of, I think, Reynolds, who shot Vernon Jordan, if you remember him. He was friends with Bill Clinton, and also the pornographer who's in a wheelchair. I think he's still alive. I can't remember his name offhand, but it's very strange. So these kids who are coming up, very naive, in my opinion, very naive, not a lot of experience, are absorbing this kind of past information.
And you think the growing of this, because you said a lot of this stuff is kind of happening as of late, recently.
Yeah. Last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, you think it's, I don't know, maybe on purpose, because in the last 4 years, everyone became a freaking Nazi. If you were any form of right-leaning person or conservative, you know what I mean?
You get labeled a Nazi, right? Yeah.
Right. So it just seems like, oh, well, you know, they came along. Like, you think that was just timing, or is it just one of those things? Or,
well, I don't know. You know, I think that there's definitely, his name was Larry Flint. Thank you, Fire Pixie. he was shot by a Nazi kind of shooter who knew this guy, James Mason, was actually knew who his name was. But it gets kind of deeper. You're kind of in an intel background where are these groups being puppeteered by intel agencies or and being used? I actually had a guest on my show and talked about how Rockwell, who was really the head of the Nazis, was funded by a member of the Rockefeller family. So he was getting clearly being puppeteered or led on. And so all of his missives and stuff that was paid for by, and he was shot and killed by his own fellow Nazi in Arlington, Virginia. But George Lincoln Rockwell was his name. So what's behind this group and what's the intelligence and the purpose behind this group? There may be something deeper. I think that some of these groups in this, yeah, I mean, I want to be delicate. Some of these groups are honey traps by the government, in my opinion. So.
I see. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And that's what I was going to lean towards, that they're like real honey traps, you know, because these things are perpetrated by the government, man. That's all I know.
And you're right. I mean, here's the thing.
But some of them are, you know.
Well, I mean, look at the opposite. So if Hitler comes to power and a month later, the Reichstag burns down and it's to his advantage to blame the communists. So he puts them all in jail. What about the other side of the coin? If you're on the left, you want to demonize the right or the Nazis, and they may play into your hands to give you even more power. Does that make sense?
Okay, so definitely. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like I don't know if you heard recently there was an attempted assassination on the governor of Michigan, and the FBI heroically came in and saved the day. But what they didn't tell you is that the FBI set it all up. The FBI coerced them, the men to do that. They paid the lunches, they paid for the hotels, they paid for a lot of stuff, and they were coercing them in order to like pretty much get out of them, hey, yeah, you know what? We do want to do this to the governor. And then that's when they all came in and raided them and took them up. And
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It so happened to be during the election time, you know, and everybody was screaming, hey, check out these people. Look at these Nazis are trying to kill the governor, these far right lunatics. And so, yeah, the FBI and all these three letter word agencies do a lot of these things. You know, they honey trap, they coerce, they find people who are already on the edge and they kind of like give them a nudge off. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
And so there's all these things going around in the background. Now, I'm not saying this example of the Adam Waffen and the Nye Engels are that, but we can see a lot of examples of it, and we need to be aware of these things, how even within our own government, you know, these people are trying, from their point of view, you can see they're trying to do the good thing, but I mean, come on, man.
No, you make excellent points. I mean, I don't want to say some of the stuff online, but I think some of that's happening. You got to be really aware about, like, the kids too are such, they're little, they're not even pawns. They're just played by the governmental agencies in the harshest way. And it's really unfortunate because some of them are going to go to jail. And a lot of them, you're like you said, I think there was a book by one guy who said, just showed how many of these terror plots were started by the FBI. I got to go find it. Edmunds Aronson was his last name. I got to find the book. But it's incredible, man. It's just so many people. Yeah, one guy, JS, says, go back, look at the 93 WTC bombing. Total FBI setup. Yeah, so.
This is just something, it's kind of a side note, but I just want to bring it in just because I feel like once you start doing this kind of research, it's funny because, you know, I'm looking at the books on my shelf right now. I got your books right here, William. I got Gary Wayne's Genesis 6 Conspiracy. I got Carl Tykerup's Game of Gods. And I got Demons by Michael Heiser. I got all these books right here. And they almost seem like they're not related, but they connect. They connect. You know what I mean? Like there's things happening in the background that connects all of these situations, even like Global Death Cult, you know, and men specifically getting involved in things like this. And like going back to what I was saying, you know, it reminds me of Fight Club. Like there's something so important there that the main character, you know, he didn't know his father.
Tyler Durden. You know,
right. Yeah. Tyler, you know, but the other guy, the actual actor, gosh, whatever his name was, Edward Norton.
Edward Norton, yes.
Yeah, his character, you know, they asked him, Tyler Durden asked him about his father, and he didn't know him, you know, and he's like, oh, I don't know my dad, and things like that. And there's like there's a perfect recipe of the destruction, not just of like the family, but also very specifically, I see like there's an intentional destruction of men or masculinity in a sense, you know what I mean? Because that way you can kind of, you know, use the mind of that man to do anything else, you know? And it's always interesting to me. You mentioned earlier, there was a connection with a pornographer that, you know, same thing with like the whole pornography industry right now is a huge psyop, you know, obviously, because it's absolutely free, you know what you mean? And everyone can just binge on it. And it's just like, I feel like it's definitely a tool for degrading all of man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Let's just degrade everyone, and that, and then because of that, everyone becomes more malleable, you know, to ideologies, to different things. And, you know, we see studies about testosterone dropping, you know, almost 50% in the last 40 or 50 years or something like that. And I feel like all of it might seem like I'm just ranting on, but it's like all of it is connected in one way or another, or at least it's abused in order to make, you know, men do things that they normally wouldn't do if and when they came from a very, you know, solid background and you know, they weren't systematically being attacked or destroyed. Like it goes beyond the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah.
Omar, you had a question or can we move this forward?
I had another question about, so you talked a little bit about the Adam Waffen. What's up with the nine angles? The order of the nine angles, you don't.
Well, the order of nine angles goes back to the UK. So that's the earlier kind of group that's influenced the more recent group, Adam Waffen, and its offshoots. But the order of nine angles, really, the angles are this idea of there being angles between the planets. And then they have this concept of these portals. So you're supposed to draw down these old chaos gods from Mesopotamia and bring them into our realm. So it's a very hardcore. It has like a satanic element, but it also has this Lovecraftian element.
Yeah, is that part of the? I'm looking at the cover of your book, and I can see the what looks almost like a pentagram. You know.
Yeah, it's almost like a pentagram is their symbol. Yeah, that's the nine angles symbol.
That's the nine angles. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here. And it actually reminds me of kind of like the Kabbalah tree kind of thing as well.
The guy who started it was actually very, I would say, very ethnocentric. So he Curley didn't have a problem integrating Jewish occultism, but this guy doesn't have anything. It's all very Anglo-centric or something. So he has this idea, not the Kabbalah tree of life. He has the tree of word, WYRD, which is somewhat synonymous with fate. So this is like your tree of your fate. So there's a lot of stuff that he brought into that.
Kind of play on the Bible, the word, the Bible, you know, a little bit.
Well, his idea, so he has this idea of this kind, and so the Nazis had their idea like they were better than everybody, they were master race, but he has this idea of they're going to be Homo Galacticus, so they're going to triumph over their enemies and seed the planets of the galaxy. And there's Homo Hubriati, or these what he perceived as arrogant people, and they are people who can be put on the you know, for culling, which is really a husbandry term, but be killed. And so they have different steps of these people being killed, you know, how you select an Opfer, they call it, which is a German word for sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely had this kind of us and them mentality, super adversarial, and they were special, and everybody outside of who isn't an ONA is dross, human.
In your research, were they ever successful like Crowley in reaching an entity or a chaos god, you know, because we heard Crowley get ideas from AWAS, you know,
right,
and things like that. Are they just saying that they do and they move forward with this, or
I don't feel like I didn't see anything where they were getting information from a god like Crowley had, you know, AWAS in 1904. It just seemed like there's a little bit of mystery. He said he found a book in like 1974 that was about dark gods in Mesopotamia. And there's 21 of them, and he integrated them into the original corpus. They had all these other kind of things that seem to have died out as the group has morphed. Like they had the Stargate, which they actually can use to as a form of cryptography. So it was very smart. It was a very intelligent guy. But yeah, I don't see anything there that they were really in community. They were supposed to presence these dark gods, but there wasn't as much seemingly like in 1985, I presenced this dark god and he told me this. Didn't seem like there was much of that.
You know, the common trope or the common like end result of always reaching out to another god or gods entities other than like the biblical god usually leads to some kind of worldwide conquest, you know, and it's just interesting because especially if you read like the Unseen Realm stuff and you understand, you know, Psalms 82, Psalms 89 and Deuteronomy 32 worldview, you kind of see how they can, you kind of see like they are actually probably talking to these real entities or whatever, because these fallen entities that, you know, we're dealing with have that in common where they want to take over the world, like they want their land back. It's like a cosmic geography thing, like a gang, like spiritual gang wars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always feel like there's like when you watch movies, like I always feel like I was watching I'm trying to go through the 007, the Daniel Craig ones. I'm trying to go through them right now. And I forgot which one it is where he actually infiltrated one of the round table meetings of the like a New World Order type organization that, you know, they wear the octopus symbol ring or whatever, which is, you know,
Spectre all connected or whatever. Spectre.
Right. Spectre. There you go. He actually makes it up there. And they mentioned, oh, there's New World Order trying to happen and whatnot. And they work together with things. And you see in part two, they're faking droughts in order to promote a United Nations type green company.
Deal.
Well, that sounds familiar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what my point is that, like every time these cults or Aleister Crowley type fellows or anybody reaches out to these other quote unquote entities.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It just, there's always that same plan that was like in the Old Testament. Like, hey, man, let's go back and let's dominate the land. Let's take over. You know what I mean? And it's just so curious because I can't even see, you know, or read anything now without that lens, because you can kind of see like, oh yeah, it makes sense that this global death cult is trying to become, I think, what did you call it? Not totalitarian. What did you call them?
Yeah. Imperium, a dark Imperium. Yeah.
Or they're trying to seed everybody to become, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, okay. That sounds right. That sounds like the end result of what they would want to do if and when they're contacting these entities. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, some of these rituals, like you're supposed to go lie down for a night. You're supposed to presence these things with inside you. There's a lot of bloodletting. So I think that, and if you look at some of these groups, like they're, one of these Nexians is in, I think, South Carolina. It's called the Temple of Blood. and it's their books are like Iron Gates are just all apocalypse, end of the world. You know, it's really post-apocalyptic nightmare type stuff. So that's really what they're gunning for. And they have masks and skull masks they wear, kind of like Death's Head of the Nazis. So you'll see that imagery there. You also see kind of like this Noctulian. They call it a Noctulian, which is a Noctulius is a bat. So they have this concept of being bat-like. So you fly at night and see everything that nobody else sees. And all of their stuff happens late at night, like all their books and all the, they have this like learning fiction that's really almost like an Aesop's fable. It comes, it's supposed to teach you something, but it's obviously fictional, but it's like who runs this town and there's guys traveling. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you can listen to the three interviews I've done with Sarsky because he's got all the stuff down. He understands a lot of the kind of mythos of the Nazis and the ONA, but like these groups, they go out, they're talking about avoiding CCTV video. They're going to another town where nobody knows you. All this stuff, like they're teaching these people how to be expert criminals. It's incredible.
I have one more question about this specifically. And then Omar, if you have another question, we'll go from there. But I'm wondering.
No, go ahead, man.
How is this getting spread, period? Like, how do they go about it then? Like, how are they spreading this gospel or this message of right. Hey, let's move this forward. Is it invitation only or, like, how are they reaching out? Like,
well, that's a good question. So they originally, like, pre-internet, they would get these missives and people would see if they want to be owned or a member of the order. And then the order would suss them out. And then they would have to fulfill certain things to be joined the ONA. And then with the advent of the internet, it just spread it around. So maybe if you're in occult circles, somebody would say, yeah, I know this group and I'm a member of the OTO, but I'm also know this guy in the ONA. Are you curious? And then they would reach out to you. And it just kind of grew and metastasized like that. As far as Adam Waffen is concerned, everything was from the far right. People were communicating through the internet, but you would have to move up in membership and become an actual member in the two-tiered system, my understanding, you'd have to do these leafleting things. So they have these posters, and you can just type in Adam Waffen posters into Google. They have these posters. These guys with young kids, would go, you know, 18-year-old people would go and post them at colleges and things like that. And that was there, and they would show a picture of that. It seems like they would show a picture of that to somebody higher up in Adam Waffen, and that would be their kind of entryway to initiation and become an insider. But there's a lot of steps within the ONA. Like I said, it's a septenary seven-step way, the original way it was planned. So I don't really know what the mechanics is. There's been maybe one whistleblower who's talked about it, but it's a very small group. I mean, I think that only there was a scholar or an academic who researched the group and said its membership is probably only 1,000 to 2,000 people globally. But I don't really know. But it's very strange because there was a preset ideology within the ONA, but it spread out. So you could have people who are just independents who don't really even want to join the group, but are integrating their ideas into their life.
Omar, do you have a question or can I move this forward?
No, man. Yeah. Keep moving forward. Yeah.
All right, cool. This is incredibly interesting and I'm sure there's tons of information in your book, Global Death Cult, and I just I want people to check it out for sure, and we'll leave all that information later for the people that want to check it out. And but I kind of want to talk about something that's kind of been nagging at me more, and it's, you're kind of an expert when it comes to these things, and I wanted to get into it a little bit, is the numerology stuff kind of found when certain things happen. Even with like going back to 9/11 and things like that, you know, one of your most—I don't know if it's your most popular book, at least it was one of my favorites—is the one where you talk about stuff like that, you know.
Right. And that was my first book, Prophet of Evil.
Oh, Prophet of Evil. Oh, okay, it's your first book. Okay, and so
2010.
So, where do I start? Okay, so here, the biggest thing that I've been talking about lately, and I kind of post on our Instagram page, you know, is. Numbers always seem to line up when certain tragedies happen. You know what I mean? And in the occult, especially if we believe that these people are doing very planned events in order to social engineer some whatever agenda they might be having, even if they're at odds. I always believe like there's a Game of Thrones situation happening in the background of people who want to be in charge. And I mean, it just feels that way, at least because they all have their own agenda. Like this new global death cult might be at odds with somebody else because, you know, who knows, you know.
Right.
But my point is I see these numbers pop up quite frequently, and especially if you get into the number stuff. I see 93 happening a lot. I see 33. I see 47. I see a lot of these things happening. And for example, important number, and quite often it happens quite a bit, is 322, which is a Skull and Bones reference, right?
Right.
And usually on March, 22nd, something very specific happens somewhere around the world. You know, I think there's terrorist attacks, there's different things, and it's just like, dude, what's going on with these numbers, you know?
Right.
And why, what are they connected to? Why are they important and things like that? Like, let's go back to the OG one. You know, let's go back to the Twin Tower situation. 93rd floor, right?
Right.
One of the planes, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, William, went into the 93rd floor, you know?
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. And so what's the deal with that? Why does that matter? And why should I even care about these numbers? What's going on with it?
Well, it's good because, I mean, the whole 9/11 was like full of numerology that references occultism and Crowley particularly. But the first plane that hit the Twin Towers was Flight 11, right? And then the other one was Flight 175 hit the second tower, right? And both of those towers are 110 stories tall. You can look that up. So they're just a giant 11 in the sky, too. And 11 was the number most important to Aleister Crowley. If you're really bored, you can go check out an article I wrote about the occultism of false flag terror in 9/11. It's the title of the article is False Flag Terror and the Occult Connection. Let's see if I can bring this up. But it answers a lot of the questions I think you're asking, because all of these dates, there were all of these false flag terrors that happened during the Bush.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Administration. So you had the coal bombing, Crowley's birthday, 10-12, 9-11. You had Bali bombings on 10-12, 2002. If you remember those, the Madrid bombings were 3-11. The 7-7 bombings of London, 2005. A man, Jordan, was 11-9. And then 2008, 8-8 was the attempted war with Russia using Georgia as a proxy. So there's all kinds of stuff there. But so those dates are, you know, if you are an occultist and you believe in these numbers, I mean, the prime number of Crowley is 11. So you'll see that. But 93 was also his number. So when he was using gematria, which is a way to apply a number to certain words, the two primary words of his kind of doctrine in Greek were agape and thelema, both added up to 93. So you can see that number is very important to him. So you see, and the numbers of 9/11 were 1177, 175, 93. 77 is the number of Babylon, the kind of feminine idea of their idea of God. Babylon and the beast can join together. But you'll see, if you look at Crowley's Seal of Babylon, it's a 77. And if you look at his Liber 77, Book 77, very important number to Crowley, but he states there's no God but man. But, so you see that whole Crowley element right there.
Right, that's kind of my point. Like, I try to bring this up because these things seem driven by another ideology, and sometimes it's like religious or occult in nature, like this, you know what I mean? And there's so much ritualistic evidence for it that it's too much to say this is a coincidence, you know what I mean? And when you start looking into certain members in political realms and the types of things they like to read, the times of things they like to promote, the words that they say. Like if you heard, if you go back, if you listen to some of like George Bush's, for example, like his speeches, he actually kind of references a lot of little occult or new age.
Yeah, no doubt.
kind of words. You know,
what does he say? I'm the entity in the whirlwind or something. He says all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah, he says a lot of weird things that just sound almost spiritually inspirational, you know. And then you might even chalk it away to like mis amigos.
Yeah, he shakes his little shoulders and go mis amigos. I remember that.
If you don't want to read my whole book, you can go to my website and research September 11th, The Occult Connection, and you can just see it. And so important, the 9/11 event really was an earth-shattering, world-changing event, and I think it was intended to be that way. So
WilliamRamseyInvestigates.com?
Yeah, that's correct. So you can see all the numbers and all what he said. 77 is the supreme and septenary in its nature. We talked about septenary in the Oda and Nay. It's the symbol of the devil, then the tarot, the goat of the Sabbath on an altar. Mm. 77 infernal names of the devil in the Satanic Bible by Anton LaVey. So that's just all there.
Are these So quick question, William. So are these cults, what are they, like in their minds, what do they want to achieve by doing these ritualistic murders?
Well, that's a good question. I think that their goal is really to fulfill what a lot of great leaders really wanted to, and that is total control of the earth. And so that's really the new world order. It's kind of the old world order, some people have said. But is to really predominate, and then I think the ultimate goal is really their version. I mean, it's interesting because Crowley adopted and adapted so many things from Revelation into his system, but I think that they're okay with fulfilling the Book of Revelation from a satanic angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what?
And do they I've been know, in this, do this they game. Themselves?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do they themselves think that they're obviously you can't speak for them, but from what you've read and what you understand, they themselves believe that they're going to be in charge, or do they think that, or do they not understand that they're just pawns in like this greater game?
Well, I think that, you know, you can go back from the original kind of temptations of Christ by the devil, and is this God has given me this realm? I say whoever gets in power, and I think that that's their trade-off. Mm-hmm. So I think that the earthly realm in this time, this era, is a lot of those people sell themselves to the devil for earthly power, and they may have to do certain things to maintain that power, and so they might learn all this stuff. I mean, 9/11 was a very powerful, magical ritual. Paralyze people, even if you believe the cover story of that Bin Laden did it. It was a paralyzing, terrifying event for everybody. If you know that story is fake, it's even more paralyzing and terrifying. So I see that there, and I mean the aggregation of money that was done in the transference of $7 trillion for the war in Iraq. I mean, you can just do the numbers of how much of that was skimmed off. The payoffs of that event and the changes and everything that happened in the country, George Bush at that time, probably in the world, was the most powerful person in the world at that time, really. As powerful, more powerful than Alexander, Hitler, anybody at that time, from 2000 to 2008.
I see the parallels now with the type of fear propaganda they were pushing during this time. I mean, but this was actually terrifying. I remember seeing it when I was in high school. You know, I was high school. Yeah. I was in high school, and then I saw the whole event, and then we ended up going home and things like that or whatever. But, I remember just now how they're using a lot of it to push this whole great reset that's happening. You know what I mean? And, because in 9/11, when that happens, so many things happen technologically in order to push kind of this new world order type government. you know, we were okay with a lot of things because we were so afraid, you know, and so a lot of things kind of, it kind of set the foundation for something else in the future, which I believe now that's where we're going. That's what's happening, you know, with this whole Rona situation, you know?
They're trying to do the same thing with the Rona.
Right.
And there's a lot of money getting transferred. You know, it's the biggest transfer of
billionaires,
wealth.
Bro. Yeah, you're right. Biggest transfer of wealth in history. It was a $4 trillion was spread around. I mean, they really put the fear on, zapped people's brains, and did the whole,
shown, like, I was even seeing a lot of older folks saying, this is our 9/11. This is our, you know what I mean? And it was just like, I felt like it was very intentional where they're trying to push this to, so that we could be, kind of pushed into this great reset, you know, and, you know, more than ever do we see, you know, I work for Coca-Cola, right? And there's a lot of things changing within the company because of, you know, what's happening with this, you know, whole Rona situation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of technology changing. There's so much changing within our company, how things are going to be set up. Because of what happened, you know what I mean? Because of this whole, you know, pandemic situation, you know? Right. And I'm just like, and I could just see how all of that, especially if I started following the World Economic Forum on YouTube, and it's kind of scary looking at their videos and seeing their plans, knowing what you know. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm kind of like, that's super scary. You know, I'm seeing Klaus Schwab right there just saying, you know, the full industrial revolution is coming. You know what I mean?
And he's part of the aristocratic revolution. So he's pictured with all kinds of leaders, the same New World Order people, probably who are okay with what happened in 9/11. And I mean, I go back into, even in this article, it's Crowley's ideas. It's you'll observe that I am advocating an aristocratic revolution, and so I am. You know, that's his view. Yeah. So this whole New World Order view, and even the Rona, is to maintain the patriarchal aristocracy over a slave state, which basically, I mean, how many people can take a $500 hit to their finances? Like 50% of people would be thrust into homelessness, right? So, I mean, all the homeless is a sign of the success of this aristocratic revolution.
It's funny that you say that. That's exactly how much I lost because of the company trying to save money. You know what I mean? they were like, well, we can't pay you this extra bonus that you got. And it's going to be like, it was $500 less. And it was like, oh snap. You know what I mean? Right. But luckily I've been able to maintain myself, but still like it has been a problem. And especially when I started asking people, cause I have a lot of friends in the lower income. I wouldn't say friends, but acquaintances, at least that they're in the lower income bracket. And once I start talking to them, I can understand how this is all of this can be incredibly overwhelming, and it's one of the reasons why people are also not going back to work, because they're getting so much help from the government. So,
right.
And so it's kind of like we have issues with that too. We can't produce enough because of the amount of people buying stuff for home, because we sell obviously more than soda. We sell waters, Powerade, all kinds of different things, you know. And right. so you know, there's it's just kind of like a domino effect of things happening because of this whole Rona situation. And I can see, you know, that, well, now I understand that it was completely planned in order to push forward this new era, you know what I mean? Of technology and all that good stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's all a big push, all those guys together, Brzezinski, Technotronic Era is one of his books, the Grand Chessboard, Hyper Occultic. You can see on the screen, if you brought up Fight Club, this is from Fight Club. Remember the spherical caryatid rolled down and came into Starbucks?
Yeah, well, not only that, he attacked the corporation and the banks.
Right.
You know, because it was supposed to take out a coffee shop, and also it was like a building that had to do with a bank. So the whole thing, you know, like
1999. Oh, yeah. No, it foreshadowed 9/11.
Yes, yes, indeed. And so there's so many things that I saw. And not only that, like, you know, the ending scene where all the towers came down. You know what I mean?
Right. The final two towers are the two towers of Los Angeles. They're the...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
1920. I can't remember. It's right there at the Avenue of the Stars. They're hinting at it right away, man. Go watch that again. Mm-hmm. The last part of that sequence is it coming down, and he's with a woman. It's a man and the woman, right? So you got like a little bit of gender things there going on. And read the book. If you go read the book by Palahniuk, at the end, he shoots himself in the face, and his face becomes a big smiley face.
Ah, there you go. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like the more you know about the symbols. That's why I brought up the numerology, because it's like it comes up so often and people don't notice it because it's hidden in the dates or hidden in the day or so many days happened after this other day. Like, for example, like were you aware about like all the numerology connected to like the George Floyd situation?
No. Tell me about it.
So I'll send you some links. It's too many to talk about, but you know, basically, you know, there's a connection someone made between what was it, Omar? Like, do you remember how long he was on his neck for? That he was connected to something in 9/11. Do you remember that? I forgot the numbers exactly. I'll send it to you. But
yeah, here's some more numerology in Fight Club. There's more numerology in Fight Club. That is, Tyler Durden's a 5 and a 6, right? He adds up to 11. So his alter ego is basically a magician. Go read the book. I mean, I did a lot of inquiries into Fight Club for my documentary, Occult Hollywood. So if you want to go to Vimeo and type in Occult Hollywood Volume 2, you can see how far-ranging in the book. And it's all about human sacrifice. The soap is about sacrifice. It's about sacrificing people. They talk about it. And it's much different than you'd think.
No, that freaked me out when you realize he makes soap out of people's bodies, you know.
Well, so there's a sequence in the book where he says the human sacrifices in Ireland with the fat. It's very grotesque, but the fat would render out, flow down the street, and people would pick it up and make soap. So that's the intimation. That's what they're referencing is sacrifice.
Well, that was one of the things to be part of his death cult, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right. It's kind of a monastic death cult. Right?
Yeah. And in order to get in it, you have to do all these things. And then one of it was a human sacrifice, you know? And it was just like, goodness, man, it's just so much to do with this 11. And someone mentioned in the chat earlier, you know, Jesus was born on 9/11. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation that they do things intentionally to counter the biblical stories. You know what I mean? And that's why they're occult rituals, because it's likely he was born on 9/11. And so this is a good time to do our own sacrifice, you know, and almost and someone had tied it to like the day of Pentecost, you know what I mean? Where they like almost 2000 people died or something. And then, you know, there's this, like this whole situation between when the Pentecost happened and 9/11, there's all these connections with numbers, you know, and it's the same thing. And so also the number 33, you know, Jesus died at 33, you know what I mean? So right. I hear like in their occult beliefs, a lot of them, they'll do things like that because it's kind of like celebrating the fact that the quote unquote savior of the world died at 33. So it was like almost like pronouncing their victory over the so-called savior of the world, which is why they do things in 33s as well, you know? Right.
And well, it like is that. Interesting because this group, the Order of Nine Angles, has a very – and all of these groups do, whether it's Hubbard, Scientology, O.T.O. Crowley, is a real hatred of Christ. And they would call him a Nazarene. And they have a special animus towards Nazarenes and Christians. So it's part of their doctrines is really a hatred of that. We would call it maybe Judeo-Christian. So they wouldn't actually point it out as like a ethnic group, but as an ideology, they hate Christianity, the Order of Nine Angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is interesting. Omar, you got another question? It's too delayed over there on his side. It's all good. I guess not. It's no questions there. Well, we had you on for
just listening and a delay, but yeah. You got in. It's good.
All right. Cool. I just barely came in. And yeah, so, well, we've had you on for about an hour or so, already. Is there, anything specifically you want to mention about your new book that you could have got into, but we didn't? And
well, I mean, there's a lot of information there. A lot of it's unique. I think it's important for people to understand that these weird subgroups are going to be more prevalent. I mean, you've seen cults in the past, recent past, but this is a particularly dangerous group. And also the far right ideology, you don't want your family members involved in it. It rots your brain. I likened it to like a dark book from, some horror movie. When people get in touch with this, it changes their lives and the people, their lives of people around them too. So you got to really watch out, and you don't want to get caught up in a honey trap by the government either, which should keep you out of some of these far right groups.
Right.
Some of them I will not name, but you don't want to get suckered and played like a chump and become somebody's really kind of pelt. Like literally they will scalp you and dance around you if you're 18 and you fall for this, some of this nonsense. So you got to be super careful. You can get my book. The formatting's all been fixed. I had a total formatting nightmare when I uploaded it. They changed the documents. Kindle Create is now their new thing. They used to just scan my books. I like pictures. They used to scan it, so I had to go back through it over. I actually spent more time formatting this book than writing it, but I fixed all the formatting. So you can get it at my website, WilliamRamseyInvestigates.com. And all my films and documentaries are available now on Vimeo under William Ramsey. I've got 5 documentaries and 5 books now.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. I highly recommend it. Like I said, you know, you got Children of the Beast, that stuff that comes out of, you know, all the children that are connected to Aleister Crowley. Prophet of Evil is one of my favorites. And just if this numerology stuff really interests you, I think it's a good place to start is with your books, in my opinion, because, you know, you give a more, like I said, a very well-investigated connection to numerology and things like that. So I really appreciate the work that you do, and thanks for coming on with us today, man.
My pleasure. It's great to be with you guys again. Let's do it again sooner than later.
Yes, indeed.
Man, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's great to be with you again.
All right, folks, hang with me, William Ramsey, and let's let these folks listen to some music, and we will be right back.
Okay, I'm ending the broadcast.
Okay. Got it.
Okay,
ended. Sounds good.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.